Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal man has been jailed after attacking an 86-year-old woman by putting her inside a wheelie bin in Dublin. Sinn Féin has taken an early lead as the counting of votes in Northern Ireland's local elections continues. The Marine Casualty Incident Board has found safety protocols were overlooked, resulting in kayaks capsizing on Mulroy Bay last year. And the Doherty Development Group say they won't bow down to bullying and they're receiving significant support after another apparent incident of vandalism in the village. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First in news though, a Donegal man has been jailed after attacking an 86-year-old woman by putting her in a wheelie bin in Dublin. 30-year-old Alex Bailey of Claremelton pleaded guilty at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court to assaulting the woman causing her harm on September the 1st, 2022. He's been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The court heard that Alex Bailey was experiencing induced psychosis due to his level of intoxication and was under the delusional belief that the victim was a predatory paedophile. CCTV footage shows that he remained with her for over an hour, assaulting her sporadically for 42 minutes, knocking her to the ground, putting her head first into a wheelie bin and applying pressure to its lid. The bin fell over, and as the woman tried to get out, she was punched in the face and kicked to the body. The woman was treated for a fractured nose and blood loss. She had been living independently, although had been diagnosed with early onset dementia. The 86-year-old has since moved to a nursing home as she struggles with balance following the attack and needs constant care. Bailey also admitted robbery of cash and the woman's mobile phone and false imprisonment. He has no previous convictions and brought €10,000 to court to offer as a token of remorse.
Well, speaking outside court afterwards, the woman's son, Jack McGowan, said his mother hasn't been the same since the attack.
This had a major impact. She's no longer able to live independently. I think the work that the guards and the DPP have done, and particularly the evidence they had, was just incredibly. We were very, very lucky to have that evidence so that we could actually find out what happened here.
You can read that full report on our website, highlandradio.com. Sinn Féin has taken an early lead as the counting of votes in Northern Ireland's local elections continues. They're followed by the DUP with the Alliance Party, the UUP and the SDLP a little further back seat-wise. Ballots cast yesterday will elect 462 councillors across the 11 councils. There are 40 seats to be filled on Derry City and Strabane District Council, with 70 candidates contesting them in 7 different district electoral areas. 10 councillors have been elected so far, 5 Sinn Féin, 3 UUP, 1 DUP and 1 SDLP. Gardaí have arrested 2 further teenagers in relation to an assault on a 14-year-old boy in Navan on Monday. The 3 teenagers arrested this morning have been released without charge. Sean O'Regan reports.
Just before 11 o'clock this morning, Gardaí confirmed 3 teenagers were arrested. They've since been released without charge and a file will be referred in the first instance for consideration for admission to the Juvenile Diversion Programme. Gardaí this afternoon confirmed that 2 further teenage boys have since been arrested. They're being questioned at Garda stations in the Meath region. The arrests are in connection to an attack on a 14-year-old boy in Navan on Monday, in which he suffered serious facial injuries. The public is being asked not to share the video of the attack out of respect to the victim. Gardaí continue to investigate and have appointed a family liaison officer to support the victim and his family.
The Marine Casualty Incident Board has found safety protocols were overlooked, resulting in kayaks capsizing on Mulroy Bay last year. A report published by the body today said there was a threat of death or serious injury. Tara Dugan has more.
On Saturday, the 19th of March 2022, a group of 6 kayakers set out on a commercial guided trip on Mulroy Bay. The trip organiser and 5 clients were present. The clients were adults who typically lacked kayaking experience, with only 1 dressed in a wetsuit. The remainder wore clothing such as jeans and winter coats. In addition, 1 client couldn't swim. It was also revealed in the investigation that the trip organiser did not hold the relevant kayaking instructor qualifications. All kayaks capsized when wind speed increased and the sea state deteriorated. Two clients in the double kayak were able to right their kayak and make their way to the other side of the lock. A further two clients also made their way separately to shore, one having to swim for 20 minutes. The remaining client and trip organiser drifted in the water for roughly 1 hour after losing contact with their kayaks. They required hospital treatment but were released later that day. The alarm was raised by a member of the public who witnessed the distress on the water. The MCIB has made safety recommendations addressed to the trip organiser, Canoeing Ireland and Sport Ireland, Waterways Safety Ireland, the Minister for Transport and all providers of paddle sports activities.
Two men have been arrested over the attempted murder of a senior police officer in County Tyrone. Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell was shot several times, suffering life-changing injuries in Omagh in February. He had been coaching a youth football team at the time. A total of 17 people have been questioned over the course of the investigation. An orthodontic consultant cannot perform assessments due to a lack of resources and hasn't done so since last March. That's according to Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle. He told that all his office had received many complaints, including one detailing a patient waiting 4 years for assessment and another who said the condition of her child's teeth was affecting their mental health. Thomas Jamihal Martin responded, saying while he didn't have the specifics of each county situation, he is concerned about the value for money in terms of investment into the sector to address ongoing backlogs.
Well, first of all, I would thank the Deputy for raising the issue. I don't have the specifics in respect of every county across the country at hand, but there has been ongoing issues with the dental service and in terms of the reform of oral health services. I think orthodontics have always been challenging, notwithstanding the unprecedented funding that has been allocated to the sector. We're probably better than most European countries in terms of a state-funded oral health care scheme for medical care patients in terms of fee pays. Well, we are in terms of the fees paid and so on like that. And 15 million was allocated in the budget for public oral health care services, an addition 15 million, bringing it to 200 million, and to address backlogs, to progress with longer term reform. There is an issue about value for money here now and efficiency and getting some return for that investment.
The Doohery Development Group say they won't bow down to bullying and they're receiving significant support after another apparent incident of vandalism which saw a Welcome to Doohery stone destroyed. This week, the stone at the top of the corkscrew on the Dunlow Road was smashed. Initially, it had been thought the stone might have been hit by a vehicle. However, it's now believed to have been a deliberate act of vandalism, possibly involving a sledgehammer. Andrea Redmond of the Doohery Development Group says the committee is here to stay.
I'd love to be on here to talk about all the positive things that are happening in Doohery, but circumstances require me to come on and talk about an incident that occurred within the last couple of days where Welcome to Doohery sign, a stone that was erected by the previous committee, was destroyed. The guard is looking into it at the minute. It comes in the back of a number of incidents of criminal damage. One positive that we could take out of this is kind of the overwhelming support that we've received in social media. We're actually buoyed by positive comments by people because we've worked really, really hard in the last 3 years. We're a new committee. In the last few months, we've been subjected to a series of incidents. We would really like it, the person or persons who are involved to cease and desist. If they have issues, come speak to us. What is their motivation? Because it's not working. Because if they think that we're going to go away as a committee, we're not. We're not going to back down to bullying.
There's a warning that the country is in the middle of a severe GP workforce crisis. The Irish College of General Practitioners says there are currently around 4,000 doctors, while there is a need for 6,000. Medical Director of the ICGP, Dr. Dermot Quinlan, says the further expansion of free GP care for children will place additional strain on resources.
The expansion of the medical care system to children under the age of 6 increased the consultation rate of that cohort by 30%. And we anticipate that if and when the expansion to 6 to 9 year olds, and we are very much in favour of this, but we simply don't have the workforce. We know it's going to increase the demand for consultations by about 650,000 a year.
IBEC is urging the government to address the lack of housing and infrastructure in the northwest, with the business and employer representative body saying it's driving labour shortages. The call came at a conference in Donegal yesterday. IBEC's head of regional policy is Helen Leahy.
So one of the key messages was that capacity constraints and labour supply are the key challenges facing business growth in the northwest. And we think that there must be a much greater focus by government on enhancing quality of life issues such as infrastructure and housing, which are driving labour shortages in the region.
As a result of the labour shortages, what knock-on effect is that having for the region?
Well, I think addressing the capacity constraints, it would really support the ability of the region to be able to attract more investment, more jobs, more high-quality talent, to help retain talent, but also make the region stronger, make it more competitive, and really position the Northwest for strong future growth, and ultimately, I think, and address regional imbalances that exist in the country.
The National Blue Flag Awards have been announced today, with Donegal retaining 12 blue flags, 4 Green Coast flags and 2 blue flag marina designations. The 12 beaches to retain their blue flags are Kildaff, Bundoran, Carrickfinn, Downings, Fintra, Killahoe, Marblehill, Merva, Nairn Beach, Port Salon, Rosnaula and Struve. 4 beaches retain their Green Coast flags. They are Ballyheron, Dewey, Drumnatinny and Maharorty, while the marinas in Greencastle and Rathmullen retain their blue flags. The Core Common on Arranmore is appealing to people to respect public facilities on the island. The committee were announcing news that they had received regarding 50,000 Girwin funding approved to further develop the community garden. However, they say it was disappointing to discover that litter, including plastic cups and glass bottles, had been abandoned in the area of the auditorium following a party. The committee concluded to say that such littering is not good enough nor welcomed on the island. A man has been arrested in Derry on suspicion of possession of a Class B controlled drug with intent to supply. A quantity of suspected cannabis was also seized after police stopped the man in the Gallia area yesterday evening after he got out of a parked vehicle. The 39-year-old was subsequently bailed to allow for further police inquiries. Anyone with information or concerns about suspected drug dealing in their area are being urged to contact police on 101.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Ashin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with football. Fine Harps play host to Waterford this evening in the League of Ireland First Division. Kick-off at Finn Park is at 8 o'clock, and we will have live regular updates from that game tonight with Jeremy Doherty as from the 8 o'clock kick-off. Harps have conceded 10 goals in the past 3 games. Former Harps captain Gavin Cullen says if they are to get anything out of tonight's tie, they'll have to tighten up at the back.
I think they're going to have to be a lot more solid defensively. They need to tighten up. They need to stop conceding the goals and the soft goals they're conceding. They need to frustrate Waterford for as long as they possibly can, and hopefully get the home crowd supporting them and get a bit of noise going. And then if they get their breaks and get their opportunities, try and take them. But I would be trying to keep it as tight and as at the game at 0-0 for as long as I possibly can if I was hurt for Friday night, and then possibly even a draw on Friday night would be a fantastic result.
Elsewhere tonight, First Division runaway leaders Galway United go to Treaty. Cove Ramblers play host to Athlone Town. Kerry take on Bray, and Wexford are at home to Longford Town. Premier Division leader Shamrock Rovers can stretch their unbeaten run to 14 games tonight as they entertain Drogheda United. Second place Derry City host Bottomside UCD. The Candy Stripes have now won 5 of their last 6 league games, and that's allowed them to keep pace with Rovers at the top. Bohemians go to Dundalk. Cork City entertain Sligo Rovers, and Shelburne welcome St Pat's to Tolka Park. Donegal manager Aidan O'Rourke has made 4 changes from the Ulster Championship defeat to Down ahead of the All-Ireland opener against Clare tomorrow Saturday in Ennis. There's first senior championship starts for Ardra's John Ross Molloy, Niamh Connell's Owen Doherty, Milford's Rory O'Donnell and Glen Finn's Luke McGlynn. They take the place of Keelan McColgan, Stephen McMenamin, Jason McGee and Michael Langan. Clare, meanwhile, have made 2 changes from their monster defeat to Kerry, with Ronan Lanigan and Kane O'Dea coming in to the starting lineup. We will, of course, have full live match commentary from Cusick Park in Ennis. I'll be joined by Martin McHugh, and we'll be starting our build-up to the game tomorrow afternoon as from 1:45. That, of course, is our feature match of the weekend. Highlands Big Match analyst Brendan Kilcoyne feels the trip to Clare could prove to be a difficult one tomorrow.
Ennis is going to be tough. Both sides will see this as their best opportunity to get a couple of points on the board. And by getting a couple of points on the board, early doors will, you know, give them the motivation and give them the confidence against going in against the two bigger guns left in the division, Monaghan and Derry. So I suppose we're very much in an unknown stage here of Donegal, of where Donegal are at. They've had 4 weeks to dust themselves off from that. I'm sure they got a lot of good work done in that. So, you know, you'd be hoping that they can go in, give a good performance and come away with a win, Oisin, but it's going to be extremely difficult because everyone knows that Ennis has been, you know, I think Colin Collins is one of the longest serving managers in the country now at intercounty level, and he has them really well organised. And, you know, that it's going to be a massive task to take them down there.
Once again, full live match commentary tomorrow is Donegal going seek of the first championship win of the year in Ennis at Cusick Park. 2 o'clock as the throw-in time will be live from 1:45. Tyrone have also named their starting lineup for tomorrow evening's All-Ireland Championship meeting with Galway and Salt Hill. The Tyrone management have made one change to the team which lost to Monaghan in the Ulster Championship over a month ago. Joe Oges comes in to the 15 with Kieran McGinney dropping to the bench. Galway have also made one change from their Connacht title success with Paul Conroy coming in for Robert Finnerty. There's one game tonight in the All-County League in the top flight Division 1. St Eunan's are away from home as they make the trip to South Donegal to take on Bundoran. St Eunan's, of course, are joined top of the table along with Niamh Connell and Gweedore. The bulk of the other matches are taking place on Sunday across the divisions in the All-County League. Hurling-wise, in the Spring League, there's 4 games tonight. Satanta are on the road to Ballyshannon to play Éirua. St Eunan's host Buncrana, Sean McCool's take on Burt, and Cairn Donagh are heading to Dunloe. Mayo and Roscommon meet tonight in the Connacht Minor Football Final. Throwing at McHale Park is at 7:30. Donegal and Derry are, of course, playing in the Ulster Championship semi-final tomorrow in Killyclaher. That game starts at 1. We'll also have live regular updates from that tie with Brendan Devaney tomorrow afternoon. The other semi-final sees Tyrone against Monaghan. And we can't forget about the Donegal ladies, who are also involved in an Ulster Minor final. It's the silver final in Aharon County. Tyrone, the opposition for Donegal tomorrow as they chase a provincial crown, comes in the form of County Down. And horse racing, Frankie Dettori has come over to Ireland to ride the Willie Mullins trained Stratum in the Group 3 Stakes at Leopardstown this evening. That race goes to post at 5-7. Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall will also be competing in that race and is on board the 9-1 shot Point King for trainer Joseph O'Brien. Seamus Power is 7 over par with 6 holes to play of a second round at the PGA Championship in golf. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Padraig Harrington will all be going out between 6:30 and 7:30 this evening. McIlroy's best of the Irish at 1 over. The overnight leader Bryson DeChambeau tees off at 7:30. He remains at the top of the leaderboard on 4 under par. Finally, we go to cycling. Matthew Fox won today's third stage of the Ras Tallaght into Castlebar. Team Ireland's Dylan Corkery was second, and Foyle Cycling's Finn Crockett finished in third. Conor McGoldrick retained the leader's yellow jersey ahead of the remaining two stages, holding a 4-second lead over Dan Gardner, while Foyle's Joseph Laverick sits third overall in the standings. And with the Foyle riders competing well over the last couple of days, they continue to hold the top position in the Irish County Provincial team and have an advantage of 1 minute and 55 seconds over Cork. For Master Cycling Club, they sit in 8th position overall. They, of course, are representing Donegal. And Donegal rider Conor Halvey is currently sitting in 6th position in the overall Irish County Rider Standings. And that's your sport for today. We will, of course, be back with a busy programme tomorrow afternoon with lots of live Gaelic games. Don't forget about Harps tonight. They are taking on Waterford. Jeremy Doherty will have updates as from the 8 o'clock kickoff. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And finally in news, Kelly's Centre and Kelly's Diner, Mountaintop Letterkenny, has been revealed as a store that sold the €1 million winning lotto ticket. The National Lottery confirmed earlier this week that a player from the county scooped the Daily Million top prize of €1 million in Tuesday night's draw. The winner has yet to come forward and the National Lottery is urging players to check their tickets. The winning numbers were 18, 25, 28, 31, 33, 37 and the bonus was 16. Marcin Kelly, managing director of the store, says whoever it was, the money will make a huge difference to their life.
A great excitement. We got the phone call from the National Lottery late yesterday evening, 25 past 9 last night, to say that there was a winner. The winner was picked on Tuesday, so it was from the Daily Millions lotto draw that they do themselves internally. At this stage, we don't know who it is. I suppose, look at this great excitement. There is no rumours. We don't know who it is. It could be passing trade. It could be people from the West. It could be people locally. It could be tourists. It could be anybody. But the excitement is palpable around this morning. Whoever it is, it's going to make a huge difference in their life. It's such a fantastic thing to happen to anybody.
Weather now largely cloudy and dry for the rest of the day with occasional sunny spells developing. Highest temperatures of 15 to 17 degrees with a light northwesterly breeze. The closing headlines this evening. A Donegal man has been jailed after attacking an 86-year-old woman by pushing her inside a wheelie bin in Dublin. Speaking outside court afterwards earlier, the woman's son said his mother hasn't been the same since the attack. Sinn Féin has taken an early lead as the counting of votes in Northern Ireland's local elections continues. They're followed by the DUP with the Alliance Party, the UUP and the SDLP a little further back seat-wise. The Marine Casualty Incident Board has found safety protocols were overlooked, resulting in kayaks capsizing on Mulroy Bay last year. A report published by the body said there was a threat of death or serious injury. And two men have been arrested over the attempted murder of a senior police officer in County Tyrone. Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell was shot several times, suffering life-changing injuries in Omagh in February. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday, the 19th of May. The death has taken place of Patrick Hearns, Letterilly, Glenties. His remains will repose at Shovlin's funeral home in Sandfield, Ardrath from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with removal at 3 o'clock to his late mother's residence at Letterilly, Glenties. Waked on Saturday from 4 until 10 and on Sunday from 12 noon until 9. Rosary both nights at 8:30. With family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass will take place on Monday morning at 11 in St Connell's Church, Glenties, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Rosie Doherty, Kilconnell, Glebe, Kilmacrennan and formerly of Tullyhullion, New Mills. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Columba's Church, Kilmacrennan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Philip Gillespie, The Domain, French Park, County Roscommon, formerly of Leofin, Linsford, Buncrana, Donegal. Philip will lie in repose at the Gibbons Funeral Home in Ballingar, Roscommon, tomorrow evening from 6, concluding with evening prayer at 8 o'clock. Funeral service will arrive at Sacred Heart Church, Ballingar, on Sunday for Mass of the Resurrection at 1 o'clock, burial afterwards in Drummond Cemetery. House private, please. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Kidney Association, Roscommon Palliative Home Care Team, care of Noel Gibbons, Funeral Director, Ballingar. The death has occurred of Herbert Herbie Spear, 42 Woodside Road, Killeater, Castledurg. Service of thanksgiving for Herbie's life will take place at St. Bestius Parish Church tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St. Bestius Church Brighton Beautiful Restoration Fund, made payable to Robert Armstrong and Son Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Annie Theresa Rooney, Killinure Convoy, remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for funeral mass at 2:00 in St Mary's Church Convoy, with interment afterwards in the family plot in the old cemetery convoy. Family time, please, from 10:00 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Rosary this evening at 9:00. The death has taken place of Charlie Harkin, New Eltham, London and Glenties. Charlie's remains are reposing at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, with removal at 6:00 this evening to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for 6:30. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11:00, followed by committal in the family plot in Killybegs Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Bernadette McDade, Seaview Terrace, Glengad, Mallon, reposing at her home. Family time, please, from 10:00 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Bernadette's funeral mass will take place tomorrow afternoon at 2:00 in St Mary's Church, Lag, Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Medical 3, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Bernadette's funeral mass can be viewed live on the Mallonhead Community Facebook page. And the death has occurred of Kathleen Keeney, Naif Reel, Cashel, Glencullum Kill, formerly of Fanahan Inver, remains reposing at her late residence at Cashel Glencullum Kill until 10:00 tonight and again tomorrow from 11:00 to 10:00. Funeral mass on Sunday afternoon at 1:00 in St Columbus Church, Cashel, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass will be streamed on mcnmedia.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.